Never before has a World Cup host nation had to wait so long for its tournament to begin. The 12-year build-up is almost over for Qatar. It's one that hasn't always been easy. On the eve of kickoff, the head of world football went on the attack against criticism of FIFA and the host country and defended their record of making progress on issues such as human rights.
Don't criticize Qatar, don't criticize the players, don't criticize anyone. Criticize FIFA, criticize me if you want, because I'm responsible for everything. But let the people enjoy this World Cup.
Infantino tried to redirect attention onto the reason the World Cup has come to the Middle East.
It's not two ideologies playing against each other. It's two football teams playing against each other. It's football. It's football. If we don't have at least football to bring us together, if we listen to you all who are criticizing, who just want to divide, which world are we going to? You want another world war? Okay, go ahead. Without me. Without me.
A tournament that began in Uruguay in 1930 is once again breaking new ground. A first for the Arab world, the first time so many fans will be in one place, and a first for Qatar's national team. When Qatar won the bid to host this tournament, the team was ranked outside the world's top 100. Now they're at number 50 and are the Asian champions. And to give them extra hope or extra pressure, no host nation has ever lost its opening match at a World Cup. That opener is against Ecuador at Al Bayt Stadium on Sunday.
It's a very important day for us, a historic moment, a moment of happiness for the players and staff. It's an extraordinary day, like no other.
The winner to organize the 2022 FIFA World Cup is Qatar.
Having won the vote to host this World Cup back in 2010, Qatar stepped into the sporting spotlight like never before. Seven of the eight stadiums have sprung up in a decade. They've been a focal point for the safety of migrant workers. FIFA's president hopes they'll also be emblematic of some of football's greatest moments. Now it's the world's best players who are ready to take centre stage as the biggest sporting event in the Middle East's history finally begins. Paul Rees, Al Jazeera, Doha.